ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Welcome to Summer Mornings. How are you going in the heat? Are you holing up in the AC or are you carrying on as normal? Down at the Australian Open, the tennis courts players have been feeling the heat. The reflected heat off the surface of the court apparently hit around 69 degrees yesterday. And while no players retired, there were more than a few commenting on it. The question is, can the Australian Open keep happening in one of the city's hottest months? Tom Lahner is the COO, the Chief Operations Officer at the Australian Open. Tom, what kind of temperatures were players experiencing yesterday?
Well, the outside temperatures hovered at their height at about 39 degrees. So, you know, it was obviously very tough conditions for the players. But we had a quite low humidity yesterday, so our wet bulb global temperature index was lower than what we than our policy would require us to stop play. So, certainly tough conditions for the players. But obviously, the players are here early; they're acclimatised, and they know that that Melbourne can get very warm. And it was warm yesterday.
We did see the player Gael Monfils comment on this yesterday. He was saying that the 25-second rule, which is the time you're allowed to actually serve, or the break you're allowed to have before you have to serve, was just not long enough in that kind of heat. Are there tweaks that you could make to the rules?
Look, we can always look at changes. The rules are a Grand Slam rules, but not just purely Australian Open rules, and obviously yesterday was an extreme day, but you know, all the players are playing in similar conditions, and we certainly want to make it equitable across the playing group as well.
We've spoken to a heat expert on the breakfast program in Melbourne today, who said the event simply won't be able to remain in January in the future. And these extreme temperatures, they're becoming a regular feature of particularly January. We can't keep forcing players to go out there and play in this kind of heat. What do you make of the idea of changing the date?
Look, no, that's unlikely. I think, you know, the Australian Open has been played in January for 30 years now, and we have had some days that are extreme heat, but we certainly have things in place for our players, for our fans, for our staff to make sure that we deal with that. We have, we're the only tennis tournament in the world that has three roofed arenas, so when it does reach that level, we can shut the courts and keep playing. And we also have a lot of shade on site for our fans. We have water misters, water fountains, and we provide advice to our playing group in relation to how to prepare for matches as well in that heat. So I think any date change is probably unlikely.
That's all very well and good, but I understand that numbers were down yesterday, and one of the factors in that was the heat.
Look, numbers were down. We had over 60,000 people attend the Australian Open. So yeah, the numbers were down slightly, but obviously a lot of people come along because we have the comfort of having those indoor arenas for our fans to actually watch. So, definitely the heat, it was warm yesterday, but as I said, with everything we have on site for our fans, we make sure that it's as comfortable as possible for our fans to be able to watch.
Speaking with Tom Lahner, who's the Chief Operations Officer at the Australian Open, this is obviously partly a work health and safety issue, isn't it? And there, you've got ball boys and girls out there on the court. Who is looking after them, and is there a separate rule for them at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So for our ball kids, we actually reduce their shift rotation, so they're on court for less time than we would have on a normal day when it's extremely warm. We obviously have things like ice cooler or coolers that they wear around their neck to keep them cool. We have we have staff on each court with the ball kids, making sure that they're okay. Electrolytes, release squads and rotations throughout the day, and obviously they have an air-conditioned zone on site for when they're not on court to make sure that they keep their core temperature cool right during the day as well.
Tom, how's it looking for today? It's obviously going to be hotter.
Yeah, it is going to be hotter. We obviously expecting a change in the mid to late afternoon, which would be great for everyone on site. But you know, we'll continually monitor the temperature, the ambient temperature, and the wet bulb temperature. We have the bureau here on site to make sure that you know, as soon as we believe we're reaching those extreme temperatures, you know, we would then stop play, shut the roofs, and play would continue on the arena courts if we reach that level.
Tom, thanks very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.